Good morning. Well, we have the grain markets in green, but it's the wheat market that's drawing attention. Yes, wheat is into a post-harvest rally effort, which you normally will see every year, but also it's being fed by the concern of war. You've got war occurring on two fronts. The U.S. and Iran have exchanged strikes for the fifth consecutive day since the ceasefire broke down, but you have Ukrainian drones hit 20 Russian shipping vessels in the Sea of Azov overnight, now claiming they have hit as many as 100 in 9 days. Retaliation is most likely coming for Ukraine's grain export ports and routes, and that will raise global concerns over wheat supplies from the Black Sea region. That's on top of renewed problems for energies and, of course, commodities through the Middle East. But also we note that the long-term indicators that we follow, which are very bullish for crude oil, heating oil, and RBOB, and copper. And if you've noticed, copper's been on fire lately. But long-term, those are very bullish for all of next year. We believe they're tied to war. But on the same token, those same indicators are turning very positive for corn, soybeans, and wheat. We think the markets are looking at a bull move as we go longer term, heading towards next year and through all of next year. But currently, it's the war that's feeding these markets, and wheat is a food item, which also, by the way, compares with rice. So when you look at these markets and you look at long-term charts, or not charts, but the data coming out of reports, like your quarterly reports, one wants to keep an eye on global supplies. The global supplies of wheat are in decline. They're in decline on corn. We need to keep an eye on the rice, because in years when rice declines, wheat declines, and corn declines, you get a good bull market. This is Sue Martin with Ag and Investment Services. Have a great day.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.